Our special guest on the line is going to be heading for the Sunshine State with his Willamette Valley All-Star 10 and under team. We welcome in Coach Jim Crist. Jim, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So now you're doing radio. I saw you were on KEZI TV. Are we to refer to you now as a multimedia superstar coach?
No, I don't even know if I qualify for special. So Jim will be fine.
All right. Now, your principal at Ridgeview Elementary in Springfield. Kind of curious, personally, your background. You from around here. And, you know, that sounds like one of those really cool, really important jobs.
Yes, it is. Probably one of the most important jobs I think exists. But it's also a lot of fun and a great way to be able to get to know my community and give back to my community.
Where else around here have you worked? I mean, I imagine you've been a teacher and other gigs related.
Yeah, and I grew up actually in Oak Ridge, a few miles southeast of here, small logging town, and then got my teaching start in the Springfield district, working at Thurston Middle School and coaching over at Thurston High School.
So let's talk about this team a little bit. First of all, when the season started, I mean, it's an all-star team, so you pretty much get right to work. Did you have any sense early that you could be capable of this kind of accomplishment?
You know, a little bit. We actually, last year we had 2 9-year-old teams. We know going into this year that there's a chance we put those 2 9-year-old teams together and put one team. But you've still got to have a group of parents and kids that will gel and, you know, be willing to trust each other in a really short period of time. And I think after the very first weekend of playing together, I think they shocked maybe not only themselves but their parents, because their parents started asking a lot of questions about just, you know, what if. So, and the what if you try not to talk about too much. You don't want to jinx yourself. But they continue to grow together, continue to trust in one another, and, you know, just really forged some good, strong relationships and friendships, which, you know, relates really well to the ball field.
Could you kind of take us through the process, how this particular team gets put together?
Yeah, so each of the kids play for their local area, and this particular team has kids from Thurston, Pleasant Hill, Churchill, South Eugene, and Sheldon. And so they all play for their area during the spring through our Babe Ruth Cal Ripken League. And then we hold tryouts every single year, so the kids that are playing on their local teams come out to a tryout. We have a 2-day tryout, and then following that tryout, myself and the coaches get together and start to crunch the numbers and put together the best team that we see that we can.
We're talking with Jim Crist, the coach of the Willamette Valley All-Stars 10 and under. They are the Pacific Northwest Regional Champs heading for Florida. So what about the steps that are taken, because, you know, you are in a tournament and then you advance from one stage to another. How do you get from one of 150 teams to one of 10 teams?
Well, it starts with our Southern Oregon State Championship. So most states will have a couple of different champions. We've got a Southern Oregon and a Northern Oregon. So through our Southern Oregon State Championship, that's our first stage, and the winner of that goes on to the regional tournament. This year, regional tournament was held in Meridian, Idaho, and that was last weekend. And then the winner of that is considered our Pacific Northwest representative for the World Series. And that Pacific Northwest is Washington, Oregon, Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and then there's a portion of Canada that is represented as well. So after winning our Northwest Championship, and we are the Pacific Northwest Regional Representative for the Cal Ripken World Series.
So how did all of you get to Idaho? Just a big caravan it there and back?
Well, each parent at that point in time is responsible for getting their kids there, and a few of them definitely did. Good caravan. We all have regular jobs as well, as far as being parents or coaches or spectators, and so we get down there in our own time and meet up really quick and start playing baseball.
Now, what's interesting is, you know, here in a major college town and the pro sports we follow, you see athletes with the camera in their face. That's one thing. But you've got mostly fifth and sixth graders. How excited or nervous were they when they learned that they were going to be in studio on KEZI TV?
Well, I think they're really excited until the point that they actually have to walk in and be put on camera, and then they're kind of nervous about just what it's going to be like. We do have some real naturals, though, I think, as you could probably see, hopefully on camera and on the radio the other day, as far as public speaking. So some good personalities that are really natural at doing this.
Yeah, one of them, by the way, third baseman and a pitcher. I saw the segment, Trevor Moore. I tell you, for a kid that age, he offered some pretty amazing insight, didn't he?
That's right. I hope I had a little bit to do with that. I'll take some credit, maybe.
Now, friend of ours from the athletic department, Craig Pittance, gave me a call and told me I needed to speak with you. His kid, obviously, a pretty good ball player. Let's give him a little plug out there.
Yes, and I think he's actually got a career in sports television at some point in time himself. He is quite the talker, especially when he gets in front of a microphone on camera.
That's awesome.
but definitely a baseball player as well, and great head for the game, and he's a student of the game. He's that one kid that even when we're done playing, he's in the bleacher watching every other game that's going on.
That's awesome. Now let's get to, there's obviously a purpose here. The congratulations are all awesome. But now you all got to get diagonally across the country to Florida. What are you doing as far as fundraising? And what do the folks who are listening here need to know if they want to help out?
Yeah, well, we've got a GoFundMe page that they can go search for. That's probably one of the easiest ways. The other way is our boys are putting on their uniforms and hats, and they are hitting the streets and going door-to-door, knocking on their contacts. Those contacts are challenging other contacts and sending us to other businesses to be able to raise funds. You can also look us up through our local pages, so either like a Sheldon Facebook page for Thurston Bay or a Thurston Bay Ruth page. Or even the Willamette Valley Babe Ruth. We've got our contacts that are out there.
What about the time frame? I mean, this isn't a matter of you could spend the summer fundraising. You guys got to get there relatively soon, don't you?
We do. So we literally qualified last Saturday. So Saturday afternoon, 4:30, we are all looking around each other, knowing that we've got to get on a plane and play a baseball game on August 4th.
Whoa.
Yes, and so we've got a very short period of time, and this is taking place in Meridian, Idaho. So we're not even in our home state yet.
Amazing.
So we just began fundraising on Monday. Even at that point in time, we had no idea what our flight itinerary would be like. Really no idea where we were going, what it would look like, what our accommodations would be like. We just knew that we had to hit the ground running and start getting some help from our local community.
Well, the website for the GoFundMe is gofundme.com/WVWorldSeries. And, of course, anybody who's listening and driving around and wants to help out, they could just contact me and I'll point them in the right direction. So, Jim, quite the accomplishment. Congratulations, travel safe, and best of luck as you try to become the first team from this region to ever win this particular event.
That's right. Thank you, Steve, for having us on.
All right, have a good one.